32. Participation Mystique. Nagami departs by tube from Bond Street Station, leaving her in suddenly bright sunshine with no idea where she might be going or why. A cab takes her to Kensington High Street, the card from Baranov's curry house zipped into the pocket on the sleeve of the Rixons, the one originally designed to hold a pack of American cigarettes. Liminal, she thinks, getting out of the cab by what has been the musty, multi-leveled cave of Kensington Market, with its vanished mazes of punk and hippie tat. Liminal. Catherine McNally's word for certain states, thresholds, zones of transition. Does she feel liminal now? Or simply directionless? She pays the driver through the window and he drives away. Oil? Baranov had said. She walks in the direction of the park. Bright gilt of the Albert Memorial, never quite real to her since they cleaned it. When she'd first seen it, it had been a black thing, funereal, almost sinister. Wynne had told her that the London he'd first seen had been largely as black as that, a city of soot, more deeply textured, perhaps, for its lack of color. She waits at a signal, crosses the high street. Her parka boots crunch gravel as she turns into the gardens. Case Pollard's Central Standard might now be approaching its own hour of the wolf, she thinks, sole too long in a holding pattern. The park is scribed with reddish gravel, paths wide as rural highways in Tennessee. These bring her to a statue of Peter Pan, bronze rabbits at its base. She takes off the luggage label bag, puts it down, and removes the Rixons, spreading it on the shortcut grass. She sits on it. A jogger passes on the gravel. She unzips the cigarette pocket on the Rixon sleeve and looks at Baranov's card. Stellanor@armaz.ru. Looking faded in this light, as though Baranov had written it years ago. She puts it carefully away again, zips up the little pocket, opens her bag and removes the iBook and phone. Hotmail. Timing out. Empty. She opens a blank message, outgoing. My name is Case Pollard. I'm sitting on the grass in a park in London. It's sunny and warm. I'm 32 years old. My father disappeared on September 11th, 2001, in New York, but we haven't been able to prove he was killed in the attack. I began to follow the footage you've been... That you stops her, pecks at the delete key, losing you've been... Catherine McNally had had Case compose letters, letters which would never, it was understood, be sent, and which in some cases couldn't be, the addressee being dead. Someone showed me one segment, and I looked for more. I found a site where people discussed it, and I began to post there, asking questions. I can't tell you,